2020 is right around the corner. The election is coming up. So once again, the focus is going back to the social media platforms and what role they play in information, disseminating information and misinformation. Even our good friends in Congress are paying attention. Michaela Ross, Bloomberg Government Homeland Security reporter, is on it. Michaela, what are the good folks in Congress doing to ensure that the social media platforms play a positive role in the upcoming elections?
That is an excellent question. A lot of members of Congress at this point feel that between now and next November, we are in a zero-sum game. We are officially less than a year out from this election. But tell you what, the folks in Congress, there is a wide range of approaches to this. You have Mitch McConnell on one side, who is saying things like last week that he feels that U.S. defenses against their elections have really improved, and even though there might be threats on the horizon, that folks deserve a bipartisan applause. And then on the other end, you have a lot of Democrats and Republicans who are very, very concerned, not just about social media companies, but about the actual voting machines and the voter registrations and the political campaigns, looking at what happened to Hillary Clinton in 2016.
So, we've had these CEOs of these big social media platforms hauled before Congress to talk about kind of what they're doing to safeguard this election. Is there a sense within Washington that, again, Silicon Valley and these social media companies have done as much as they can do to safeguard their platforms as it relates to misinformation?
With some exceptions, I would say that is not true. I would say the majority of folks, especially in the hearing yesterday, still feel that Republican and Democrat feel that there is a lot more that social media companies can do. And that's really where regulation might be coming. We are looking at they're very concerned that they have less liability, correct? There's because of the way laws are set up now, social media companies do not have the liability of what's on their platform, and they're worried about disinformation.
Has there been any discussion in your world about if a given social media platform says we're not going to take politics ads, that is not a public service and that they should take political ads?
What?
Does anyone care?
I have not heard that. That is a great question. I have not heard that sentiment expressed. In fact, just the opposite. I have heard more predictions that Facebook will be forced to follow Twitter's lead in not allowing political
because,
ads.
Why? Because they're not media companies?
Because it's just a way for them to kind of edge out of this debate altogether. There's definitely going to be targeting on social media from Russia, China, Iran next year. That's according to all of the intelligence communities. And why not just kind of sidestep that and not have to deal with the noise?
Is there a thinking, Michaela, within the Beltway that this is an issue that federal regulation can actually address? Or is this just a market issue that, it's just the nature of the Wild West of the internet?
I think the area that really falls into that regulation, not only for social media companies, but also just the voting machines themselves, is the funding. We are looking at just a couple hundred million in funding that may go through if Congress decides to pass a funding bill that would help local and state election officials secure their equipment and make sure there are audits. It's really not a lot of money, but as witnesses testified yesterday, it's a drop in the bucket compared to some of these larger companies spend.
Very quickly, secure their voting machines from whom?
For example, from being infiltrated on a cyber attack so that vote tallies would actually be changed.
Do we still have hanging chads?
No, that
no,
didn't work.
Don't.
That technology really didn't work out.
I don't think so.
It didn't work, but a lot of people want to go back to paper, so maybe we will.
Michaela, do you remember going with a real voting machine and your parents picked you up while they voted?
I do.
And they did the little, they would let you do the little toggle switchy thingy?
I do. I do have those memories. Absolutely.
And then one parent would vote straight line Republican and the other parent would vote straight line Democrat.
Mom and dad voted.
My father would still vote for Nixon if he were alive.
Yeah. Michaela, this has been great. Michaela Ross, she's Senior Vice President, Chad Technology for Bloomberg Government, working on serious issues. We make light about it, but it'll be in. And if they get the turnout people are talking about.
Yeah.
It'll be just between the lines,
right?
And just the sheer execution of a vote.
Yep.
Along with all these other legitimate worries.